A few weeks ago, a rebroadcast of an etymological essay on the term jimmies by the late poet and translator John Chardy drew a lot of mail from you, wanting more from him. Okay, here's his 1985 ramble on the term Great Scott.
This is John Chardy to have words with you and to confess to any readers of my two browsers dictionaries that I think I have been stupidly wrong in my explanation of the exclamation, Great Scott. For years, I took it to be a mid-19th century Americanism, and I related it to German immigrants who greeted one another heartily in German, saying, Grüß Gott, may God greet and receive you, but functioning in effect as hello, the sense being akin, though at the other end of the conversation, to our goodbye, which is a contraction of old-style God be with you, an old friendly piety really no different from Spanish vaya con Dios, go with God, and similar forms of salutation or valediction in many languages. Some dictionaries have gone so far as to speculate that the reference was to General Winfield Townley Scott, the wildly popular hero of the Mexican War of 1846-1848. But that must be dismissed as an idle guess. Scott twice ran for the American presidency, being defeated both times despite his popularity as a military hero. Few things are as visible as a hero running for the presidency, and the simple historic fact is that at no time was candidate Scott referred to as Great Scott. My stupidity began with the assumption that Great Scott is an Americanism. I did check the Oxford English Dictionary under Scott and did not find it there as a piece of British English. Then, in checking something else, I did find it in the OED under the listing Great Scott, a rather curious entry since Scott and not great is the operative word. The OED does not really explain the term, but it does make it clear that the expression arose in England rather than America, and that it is of a class with such expressions as Great Caesar's Ghost or Great Jumping Jehoshaphat, with the difference, of course, that Caesar is as easily identifiable as his stabbed ghost would be, but that no one has had a sure clue to the identity of the Scott here nominated for greatness. This is John Chardy, and this has been a sample of what you will not find in your dictionary, which is why I am impelled to write my own browser's dictionaries. I hope they will bring good words to you.
The late poet John Chardy. That NPR commentary was broadcast in 1985.